And as we've been hearing, more independent TDs have expressed their support for Simon Harris in next Tuesday's Dáil vote to elect a new Taoiseach. And some others will be meeting the new Fine Gael leader before deciding whether they too will also support him or not. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham can tell us more. Well, it's the big political speculation story of the week, Paul, isn't it? Who are the independents who are backing Harris? Who's yet to make up their mind? And who's against?
So he's five in the bag. He's already received declarations of support from independent TDs Michael Lowry and Dennis Nocton, both of them Fine Gael Jean Poole, and Mark McSharry is a former Fianna Fáil TD. That's in addition to Deputy Nessa Howergan, who is currently suspended from the Green Party, and also Joe McHugh, who resigned from the Fine Gael party over the Mica issue. So I guess you could say they're expected declarations. Today he's going to speak to independent TDs Cathal Berry and Noel Grealish at separate meetings, and I think he'd be hopeful of getting their support as well. Two others, independent deputies Sean Canny and Matt Shanahan, I think are more long shots. I mean, I asked Mr. Harris at Ferryhouse just last Sunday if these talks were transactional. In other words, they give him their votes and they get something in return, and he denied it. But it seems the arrangements are being secured on the basis of a meeting of minds. For example, Michael Lowry said last night in a statement he raised the totally unacceptable situation at University Hospital Limerick, which was having a negative knock-on effect on Nina Hospital. But Mr. Harris told him this was a key priority for the government and he would try and solve it with every possible workable short-term solution. So that seems to be how there's a meeting of minds. But 13 independent TDs are voting against Simon Harris and have declared their position there. Carol Nolan, Michael Healy-Ray, Danny Healy-Ray, Violet Ann Wynne, Marion Harkin, Matty McGrath, Michael McNamara, Thomas Pringle, Michael Collins, Michael Fitzmaurice, Richard O'Donoghue and Joan Collins.
And you say, Paul, there's no, you know, specific negotiations going on here. It's a meeting of minds. Do we take it from that there's no exchange of letters, which has been the case with independent TDs supporting the government in the past, hasn't it?
Exactly. We will always remember the Healy Rays managed to have a very specific list. But no, it doesn't seem as if there's going to be a list. But nonetheless, something's happening as a result of them. And I think to a certain extent, you know, a Taoiseach always could do with extra support. I mean, if you say, for example, if there's a tough vote on climate action, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael risk losing a TD for going too far, or the Green Party could risk losing a seat for not going far enough. Or if you take maybe the issue of right to die, where there was a special Oireachtas committee which recommended it, and it was backed by the Fine Gael representatives on the committee. But Fine Gael TD Charlie Flanagan says he'll vote against it, and he also is opposed to all-night drinking and also wants to ditch what he calls the ill-defined hate speech bill. So, you know, a Taoiseach could always do with a friend.
And as you point out, Paul, the government has only a slim majority, and after the European elections this year, they could be without some critical votes on their benches. So they'll need independent support more than ever if they're to run their full term, which Simon Harris and indeed Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan have said they are inclined to do.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that Simon Harris has been stressing that, and not saying it once, but several times. He wants this government to last, therefore he needs as much support as possible. I think if you look at the European elections, there's only two TDs who are sitting TDs. One is Cathain Funchen of Sinn Féin, and then the other is Barry Cowan of Fianna Fáil. So maybe they'll cancel themselves out, but I think to a certain extent you always need to have a few extra.
And the speculation which has been going on all week about the cabinet reshuffle, when will we know, and who's being speculated about most at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, under the listed schedule, the Dáil is due to return after lunch on Tuesday. But as I understand it, Áine, it'll return around 10 o'clock that morning to vote in a new Taoiseach. So with speeches and votes, I think it'll be lunchtime by the time Simon Harris has won the endorsement of the Dáil, which he will. Now, after that, he will call in his Fine Gael ministers about the cabinet reshuffle. And we know Pascal Donoghue stays in public expenditure and Heather Humphreys is going to be the new deputy leader. With Simon Coveney standing down, there's two slots. One racing certainty is Peter Burke, the long-forged Westmeath Minister of State. After that, speculation is centering on Jennifer Carol McNeill, as it would give both a gender and regional balance to the two announcements. But people like Minister of State Neil Richmond and Patrick O'Donovan, they're not out of the running just yet. There will likely be three vacancies at junior ministerial ranks. The thinking, I'm told, is that protocol may apply, and it could be the cabinet meeting the following week before they're announced. Among the runners and riders there, Alan Dillon, Emer Higgins, Colin Burke, Colin Brophy and Alan Farrell.
Geography and gender and, of course, political pedigree. How much will they all weigh on Simon Harris's mind? Because he's got to face an electoral test for his party in just a few months' time?
I think it's always going to be a tough decision. He's never going to get everything right, so he's going to have to crack a few eggs to make the omelette. You know, obviously in the Munster region with the departure of Simon Coveney, that's a huge issue. Would that be solved by appointing Colin Burke, the Cork North Central TD, as Minister of State? Is that good enough? Or does he feel that Patrick O'Donovan, the Limerick TD, that he would have to get into the senior cabinet to do that? But if Patrick O'Donovan is in, and we also have Peter Burke, that's two men. Can he do that? Probably not. Mm-hmm. So I think he's always going to be in difficulty. So when he stands up at the Ardèche on Saturday and raises his hands to the acclamation of the crowd, that's the easy bit. Once he gets down to Tuesday, he has to disappoint people, take tough decisions, and he's within 12 months of a general election. Yeah. So he's, you know, having to run. It's a standing start, but he has to run really hard because Fine Gael really is in a tough corner.
And so that's all about Fine Gael. We heard Dara Cleary, Minister Dara Cleary, in here earlier talking about the insurance issue. But when he was asked about politics and the calls for a mini budget and for small business and farmers, he was pointing out that Michael McGrath has already brought in a budget for this year. It's early days, and he pointed out himself and Charlie McConnellogue, all Fianna Fáil ministers clearly, that they're doing their best to implement it, and those measures have still to come through.
Exactly, and it's going to be friction, not just Fianna Fáil, but also Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the new leader. You're also going to have friction with the Green Party as well, if there are moves on things like to water down some of the climate commitments. Obviously, the programme for government is clear, but nonetheless, you can still have what's going to be prioritised in the last 12 months of government. This is going to be a very difficult time, and it'll be interesting to watch if the coalition is able to hang together over the next 12 months as some of those difficult decisions are taken.
And finally, Paul, behind the scenes, has Simon Harris's team now in place?
Hasn't got his full team yet. We're still waiting for announcements on Chief of Staff and backroom team. We do know that there's a government press secretary who is Chris Donoghue. He's a former News Talk presenter. He was with Simon Coveney for many years, and also a deputy government press secretary, that's Ciarán Phelan, another former journalist. So he's putting them in place, but he hasn't made all those decisions just yet.
All right, Paul, thank you for filling us in on all of that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.